a radio. I'm Wireless Mike, and I'm not sure about clear flying. Looking at the radar, there's a few little spots starting to show up north and west of Oshkosh. So hopefully that'll miss us this afternoon now because we have the warbirds to look forward to.
But it wouldn't be Oshkosh without a few thunderstorms.
We had that yesterday, so
yeah,
we're done. We're officially Oshkosh now. So today we are joined by Matt Green, and you're with Safelite.
Yes, sir.
What is Safelite?
So Safelite was founded back in 1946. The founding father of the company actually witnessed a loss of control accident at a small strip in Long Island. And as an engineer and an inventor and a pilot, he thought that there was something that could be done about that. So he went and sharpened his pencil and designed and developed and actually ended up certifying and patenting the first stall warning device ever made. And so that was the roots of the company, and that was in 1946. Today we have the primary stall warning on the majority of the GA aircraft, and we're here actually this week at EAA to support a new product that we have, which is our SCX, our speed control for the experimental market.
Can you tell us a bit more about that, Matt?
Yeah, sure. So so the FAA has made a big push now, as the industry has, to get angle of attack more applicable or more open to be installed on the GA aircraft. And so as part of that, they've issued some new standards and requirements that allow you to get design and manufacturing authority on parts using a different process. So it allows manufacturers to be a little more cost conscious in designing and developing these. So with that in mind, we've redesigned our system with a target price in mind that we're really looking for to be affordable to the GA market and especially the EAA market. And so we've designed that. It's a leading edge sensor. It mounts on the leading edge in the stagnation point. So we are directly in the stagnation point, the airflow around the wing.
Is it a direct replacement for a traditional stall warning indicator?
It is not. It would mount in a similar location.
Okay.
And so I think what you'll notice is on most GA aircraft, you'll see the tab on the wing, and that is the Safelite stall warning. The direction the FAA is now appears to be taking is that if you have a Safelite stall warning device installed on one wing, that would give you the installation authority to install the SCX on the other wing. So the SCX is AOA only. It cannot be stall warning.
I understand. So what does the pilot see in the cockpit then?
So the transducer, it measures the stagnation around the wing, and that is displayed in an inductor display that's mounted on the glare shield of the instrument panel there. So it's typically on the left side. It's in the peripheral view, so the pilot can see it the whole way down through approach and landing. And it is displayed via a fast and on-speed and slow indication. It's 12 LED lights that are red and green and yellow in indication, and that will change according to your angle of attack.
So how does an aircraft owner then go about the procurement and installation process?
Well, we're here at EAA. We're at booth 18, and we have actually systems available for sale there. We have everyone to support that from our product support team to our aero engineers as well as product support. So you can come visit us at booth 18. You can purchase it there. Otherwise, you can go to our website, safelite.com, and there's a page there which will give you all the information as well as information on installation and so forth. But you can simply go to our booth and find out more information there.
Matt, just a follow-up question to that. So what range of aircraft is this suitable for? I mean, is it suitable for all experimental and general aviation aircraft or the broad range
yeah,
of them?
Yeah, so we'll have a couple different variants of the product. Right now, it is only available for the experimental market. We're in the process now of getting it approved for certificated aircraft, and we're expecting that by Q4 of this year. So
that's great.
Right now, it's just experimental, but look for us in the future. We'll have something for all the certified aircraft owners.
And that's huge because, you know, you want to get to the widest market possible. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Now, most angle of attack sensors that you see, like on large airplanes, are this big, huge thing sticking out of the airplane. And what is yours like?
So we have, I guess it's been described as most who see it on the wing as a little tab, a little tongue that sticks out of the leading edge of the wing. And that's what you usually would see as a primary stall warning. This is actually a variant of that. It's a similar form factor. It is a tab on the wing, but it's spring-loaded, so it gives you a range across the wing. So as the air separates across the wing or over the wing, the tab moves, and then it displays the AOA. We do manufacture the fuselage-mounted AOA sensors as well that you see on the large jets, but this is more tailored for the EAA community.
And how have you found EAA this year? I mean, How's it going for you?
It's been great. It's kind of a new experience for us. We've been at the show for several years, walking the show, coming and seeing, you know, what it's all about. We've supported the Gathering of Eagles several years with tables. This is our first year actually exhibiting at the show. We've got our 172 that is instrumented, and it's on display at our booth at booth 18. Everything's been great. I mean, the community is great. The product's been very well received. And everyone at EAA has just been a pleasure to work with. So
once you install this in the airplane, is there a calibration that you have to do in order to get it to read properly for your given airplane?
Yeah, so being that we are on the leading edge of the wing, the calibration is actually a mechanical calibration. We give you very detailed instructions as to where you would cut the initial hole in the wing. Typically, it's 1% of the chord line. And so initially, when you cut the hole in the wing, you'll mount the sensor on the wing then. You go fly a stable approach, and that will tell you if it's calibrated. If it's not, there's minor adjustments, and it's all covered in the installation manual as to how to adjust it. You'll make the adjustments, fly it again, and once it's calibrated, it's a one-time calibration. So it comes calibrated for temperature and all those things from the factory, but...
And assuming a typical installation, if there is a typical installation, about how much time does it take?
I guess it kind of depends on the status of the aircraft when you get into there. I believe when we did our installation, it was between 6 to 8 hours. It is all hardwired. It's not plumbed at all. There's no pitot tubes or anything, so it is all hardwired, and it's a pretty straightforward installation.
So it's a matter of taking the wires from the transducer on the leading edge to the display in the cockpit.
Yes. So everything is done in the indexer. The computing is all done in the indexer. The power supply and everything is done through the indexer. And again, it's all hardwired. And so it's a very straightforward installation.
Sure.
Yep.
So you said you have 12 LEDs, and it shows you kind of when you're on where you're supposed to be for on speed, and then you have danger zone.
Yeah.
And...
So our philosophy is a little bit different in our display. A lot of people have a chevron or a navy style display for the AOA indicator. We're a fast and on speed and slow. So as you approach a high angle of attack, you'll get a yellow indication. The yellow LEDs will start to illuminate, and then as you actually increase your AOA, that'll transfer to a red. We also have an audio output. There is a Geiger counter type sound, and that will come on as you approach the red indications on the AOA, and then as you get to as the AOA increases more and you approach a typical stall speed, you'll get a flashing red annunciation on the indexer, and all along that Geiger counter type sound will be increasing.
Does that help with people who are like going out and practicing stalls, kind of figure out where they are and when the airplane's going to stall then?
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty good analogy. And the people that have flown the system have said it's almost like you can see the wing loading via the indexer. So it is. Per the standards, this is AOA, and we're not allowed to refer to it as stall warning. But you can really see how the airplane is loading, the wings are loading, and how you're approaching a stall, and how your wings are really loading and the airflow around the wings.
So yeah, we're speaking with Matt from Safe Flight, and we understand that you do everything in-house. Is that right? You're a U.S. company. This is all U.S. manufacturer.
Yeah. So that's a good point. We are a privately held company. We're based in Westchester County, New York, and we do everything all under one roof. It was determined a long time ago that anything went out the door with our name, we were going to touch it throughout the process. That's design, manufacture, development, and so forth. So all of our products are all made under one roof. If it's got our logo or our stamp on it, there's no question about how to get a hold of us. So,
and we appreciate the fact that it's U.S. made.
Yeah, as do we. Yes.
You have a lot better control over your product and, you know, less issues when it gets to the field, I'm sure.
Yeah. So just one other point. So currently we have the SCX available, and that's to the experimental and home-built market. And we are expecting to have the SCC, which will be for the certified airplanes, and that will be available at the end of this year. So follow us on safeflight.com, and we'll update that. And, you know, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all those things, and we'll get everyone updated and look forward to supporting everyone.
And do you come to other aviation trade shows and conventions?
Yeah, sure. So we'll be doing, I believe we'll be doing Sun and Fun this year, NBAA. We do some of the NBAA regional forums as well, and we'll do eBase. And so we're around there.
It sounds like you have a busy schedule.
Yeah, we do.
And somewhere in there, you have to get this product all certified.
Yes. So, I guess I forgot to mention that there is a third variant of this product, which is what we call it the speed control system, and that is sold directly to the OEMs, and that is used as a primary stall warning as well as an AOA, and so that's on several of the high performance piston turboprop airplanes that are out there now, and that's for the certified aircraft.
So that's already in aircraft now.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
And so from a certification standpoint, do you handle that through a local FAA office or is it through FAA Washington?
Well, for the SCX, that will all happen through the Chicago ACO.
Okay.
And there is a different set of standards that they have for that. It's called an ASTM standard. So it's a specific standard for the non-essential, non-required angle attack systems.
And back, just referring back to your company, how many employees do you have?
So we're about 150 employees.
Wow.
We've got 8 people here at the show. And we look forward to people coming by and seeing us.
And are you able to offer sales internationally as well?
Yes. You can go to our website or you can contact us. All the contact information is on the website. We will be selling this internationally. And so you can get all that information online.
Will certification here work internationally, or are you having to get separate certification for international various countries?
That's a good question. With this new path that they're taking, I'm not sure with the LOA approach whether that's whether there's reciprocity. Typically, from a manufacturing standpoint, you get a PMA and TSO, and then you can sell it in any country it's recognized there. I'm not positive how they're going to handle that.
Something, yeah, maybe you can come back next year and tell us.
Absolutely, look forward to it.
Because you'll be certified.
Yeah.
And
we can come back at the end of the year and tell you.
Well, we're not going to be here. Unfortunately, the end of the year, this radio station is a little cold and dark. I'm not going to be here.
Well, one thing we certainly want to acknowledge, Matt, is your contribution to safety. I mean, obviously, that's what this is all about. I mean, you made the comment about how this all got started, and we appreciate your contribution to safety of this industry. So we appreciate your hard work.
Well, thank you very much. And we really appreciate the reception we've gotten here at EAA. It's been a great venue for us and been a great audience. So we really appreciate you having us.
And we've been talking to Matt Green from Safe Flight here on EAA Radio.